Time now on our pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. They didn't play great last weekend. Good enough, though. Wins still is the ultimate goal. It's very easy to lose, though, in this league when you don't play great. What one area of the game made you win that game?
If you want to look at one person, maybe it was Gunnar Olszewski. He played really, really well. The punt return, which was a circus deal where he threw it back, lateral it back to Mikey. Only happens for Gunner. If anybody else would have done it, it would have been a fumble or something, and we would want to, you know, be frustrated at him. But he just makes plays, and then the kickoff return certainly was a big one. So they shanked their opening punt, and then we had the two special teams that gave us scores, so those were obviously the big parts.
Gunner is a risk taker back there. You take the good and the bad, and unfortunately for you, the good outweighs the bad all the time. Do you have any hard and fast rules for him, or do you just let him play?
For the most part, we just let him play. The last punt return, I think he was pretty upset with me because I was like, I'm not putting you out there unless you fair catch it. And I was just waiting for him to take off, but he listened. But for the most part, you just take the reins off guys that are, I mean, he's just a special football player. So just let him do his thing.
It was definitely not a homecoming like atmosphere. How do you get your guys ready to play?
You know, I was frustrated with our guys with that, just that. In pregame, they were making comments and just told them it don't matter where we're at, we got to be prepared to play. And it was cold, it was a little windy, it was not a lot of fans. And so I didn't think we handled the conditions very well in terms of not being a, that was definitely the game that was the smallest crowd and probably the least amount of energy in a stadium. So we're a young team, so they didn't handle that, and it showed in our performance in the first half. So we need to be better coaches all the way to players.
Everybody wants to play all the time. I'm guessing it can't be easy for Jared Henning to be the veteran and not be the starter. I thought he managed the second half great. How has he kind of rolled with the punches?
You know, I think Jared's just Jared. He's going to compete and give everything. He's back to the team. He's just one of those guys, and he always is going to put the team first for the most part. And he handled the situation just like anybody. He probably thought in his mind that, you know, it could happen just like it happened to him. He didn't play great against Duluth in the first half, and he certainly, you know, Alec didn't play very well in the first half against Wayne. It wasn't very pretty. So we're just going to keep rolling those two guys. And, you know, the things that we need Jared to do is be able to run the football and manage the game. And he's got to be able to throw the ball downfield more. And that's what Alec can do, but doesn't have the experience to probably check and run game yet and do some of the things that we have to have him do. So they both are a work in progress, but I think if you combine them together, they can do some pretty good things. So hopefully they continue to improve, and they will. They both have good ability, and we expect bigger and better things from those two.
Back to the special teams and the blocking of those special teams. You've said it before. Guys that we've interviewed this year have all said it, is you don't block, you just get in the way of. When did that mentality change?
Right when they throw every penalty on a return. So you can't sniff at a quarterback in the NFL, and if you do a block on a return, a punt return, especially if it's like wheeling back on stuff, you're going to get called. And to be honest with you, I'm fine with the college rules. I mean, you just have to coach them up a little bit different. And the weird thing about the punt return that Gunner scored on or lateraled back, we had our safe defense on the field. That never happens when we score on that. It's like usually we get 5 yards because the kids don't block. So we had our starting D-line out there. So you saw Josh Belay once again running down the sideline, high-stepping, pointing. And
he's really fast, though, when he does it.
He is, and he loves to be in there. He's just trying to get in the highlight reel, so he's mission accomplished for that. But I don't know if we've ever scored a defensive touchdown with safe out there with our normal defense. So again, a rarity, and it's going to happen when Gunner's around. So it was that was really fun to have happen.
More with Coach Bolte when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Your defense certainly got after it last week. 13 tackles for a loss is a big number. I thought your linebackers were especially active. You agree?
Yeah, it's weird. As you evaluate the film, it's probably overall the worst that we graded out, but yet the kids just play hard. I mean, that's one thing. If you're going to come to BSU and you watch our defense, and it's been the same for the last 20 years, in my opinion, the kids play really extremely fast and physical. So that's what we've kind of burnt into their subconscious. I always say they're just like the wind-up toys. You know, you twist them up and turn them loose, or like the Energizer Bunny type of deal. And if you can get kids to understand that, and it's just the way they naturally go out and play, in practice, it slows down for you in the game. And of all the things, Gunner had an interview, I don't know if you saw it, with the Nebraska He got the player of the game for the whatever station it was out there. And the one thing he hit right in there, just Gunner being Gunner, but I was proud of the one part where he talked about just that's what we do in practice and that's the way we do things. So it does. It goes back to the way you practice. And to be honest with you, Schulte, we didn't have a great week of practice going into it. We had so many injuries after the Duluth game and still had a ton of guys out last weekend. It was just like I didn't know it was going to show up. So it was about fitting the way we played, the way we practiced. So hopefully this week we'll have a little bit better week of prep.
With Ryan Kennard's injury, Gunnar Olszewski moves to corner. You move Gunnar Feldhage up as a freshman. How does he remind you of Gunnar Olszewski, his first year?
Well, it's pretty hard. That's a pretty tall comparison between we call him the young gun, which is Feldhage, and Gunnar Olszewski, Gunnar O. But he does some things like footwork-wise that he has quick, just extremely good twitch with his feet. He's going to be a really, really good one as he matures as well. And then we've also been playing Mo Willis a lot, senior that's been kind of his transfer from Central Lakes. But Mo is one of the funnest guys you ever have around. So to see him come up, and he's been very active in the run game. You'll see him out on the field a lot this next weekend too, where he is a linebacker. I mean, he's probably the hardest hitting safety out of the group, to be honest with you. So they rotate a little bit by formation. So those two have been picking up the slack now that Gunner's moved back.
On to Sioux Falls, how have they made such a good transition to D2?
I think with them, you have to say it has to be part with their administration because they got good support down there. Obviously, they got the money to be able to go recruit good players. And, if you look at their roster, they got a lot of junior college kids. But probably goes back to before with their former head coach. He did a really good job. And they've always won. I mean, they got a great culture. So, Anderson, the head coach now, was there when they won a bunch of championships in the NAIA level. So he's back and doing the same thing. He's lost, an All-American and Max Mickey at linebacker. They lost a couple All-American linebackers or running back with Max Mickey and linebackers on the other side. And they just plugged holes and went and got transfer guys. So they are doing what they're supposed to do at a high level. So they've done a nice job recruiting and keeping the culture rolling.
Their stats seem to dare you to pass, which is so rare in this era of college football. What are you seeing on film from their defense?
We think on film is maybe that's not as good as it was in the years past. I'm not knocking them. They're still really good. But when we played them 2 years ago, they were so good. And last year, they were phenomenal. So for them to give up, they're giving up 360 or 370 on defense. And the thing is crazy is they've just been so good on offense. So scoring that many points and running the ball as efficiently, you would think maybe even their numbers on defense would be a little bit better. But they do a good job. They're gonna make it hard to run the ball just like anybody and force you to throw it at times. So there's just a good overall scheme and just a lot of good players running around on both sides.
Wouldn't be homecoming week without talking about a jump into the lake. That is one of the best traditions there is in college football. Since you guys have now won for almost a decade straight on homecoming, how has that kind of taken a life of its own?
Everybody talks about it because everybody knows that it's a special tradition and it's just so unique, number one, to Bemidji and Bemidji State because who has a big lake hanging out near East End Zone. So very appreciative to be a part of that game just because, again, it's going to get notoriety if you can get in it. And then it's such a special moment. The alumni that have played in it, even parents talk about, running over to the gate and having their kids run by. It's a very, very special moment for everybody. And that's what makes college athletics great, those moments where, you see that energy and that enthusiasm at that point. What you don't miss sometimes, the fans, is when you get, as a coach, you see it when you get to go in the locker room and after a big game and on the buses and all that sort of stuff. And those are the small bits and pieces that make collegiate sports so much fun. And so this one, being able to sing your fight song in the thigh deep water or whatever it is, and it's going to be chilly. So I might have a suit underneath my bodysuit underneath my clothes for the game, but it'll be a daunting challenge. It's going to be one of the tougher teams that we've put on the schedule, and you have to. This is what you're supposed to do, is have a great team on homecoming. So it should be a really, really fun environment.
I hope you're cold and wet in a couple hours when we chat with you next.
I hope so too.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.